Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. Thanks to Coach Zach Johnston for joining us here on the show to talk some baseball. And also thanks to Austin Atwood, one of his players who joined us earlier in the show, talking baseball here on Cardinals Corner. And now we bring on Athletic Director Lonnie Priest. We'll talk about baseball and a whole lot more with Lonnie. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ira. It's good to be here again.
And I got to tell you, you're doing well, but I don't think you're doing as well as that baseball team right now. It seems like when they have a setback or two, they only rebound with, you know, 5, 6, 7 wins in a row. And they've got 5 after those most recent defeats. That baseball team is, when you talk about, and when we talk about on the show, the rebuilding and the building of teams, we can look at the successes over your tenure with the football program. And I think we can start talking about what's going on with the baseball team with Coach Johnston as far as, you know, coming in and taking over a program and putting your stamp on it and having success with it.
Yeah, you're right. He's done a great job coming in, you know, putting his, you know, kind of ingraining his culture, kind of way of doing things with the guys. And obviously they're bought in, and baseball's, you know, I mean, a lot of sports are games of inches and so on, but he's had a lot of close games, and you know, these guys have battled and they know how to win now and know how to win those close games. So it's nice when they do have a setback, how they bounce back and rattle off a bunch of wins. So it's fun to see. It's fun to see them kind of buy into each other and buy into coach and just put together a great year.
I have a newfound respect for coach, and I probably knew this stuff anyway, but you know, in the back of my mind through conversations that you and I have had, but when they go on those trips, those long trips that when the teams go south, and you're worried about getting your team from point A to point B to point C all the way through until you're done. You're worried about housing and, you know, so accommodations, food, everything. I don't really think about the food side of it. It just seems like it just happens. But because Austin had jokingly talked about how he and the team like going to Golden Corral. And, you know, I thought about it for a moment, and I was going to chuckle and be like, yeah, college guys eating at a buffet. But the fact it feeds everybody. It takes the issues away from a coach and just says, all right, we have a budget. This is what it costs for this X amount of guys to go into this place, and we're going to do that. And then you're taken care of, and it actually makes things easier for these guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's such a big part of travel, whether you're going for a day trip, an overnight trip, a long trip over a break, to build that in and find places where it's a little bit easier and where the guys are satisfied, and when you know they're going to be fed a good amount. I mean, obviously you want the food to be decent as well. And obviously, well, with our football guys, they loved the buffets, and we would hit those up as much as possible. But I know any team would love to, you know, love it when you stop at a Golden Corral.
it's an easy one, and it takes the pressure off the coach. They have enough to worry about. They're trying to win games, and those long trips in particular. I have great respect. You know what I joke about? After the team wins, you get, you know, two pies for every, or one per, pizza for every two guys or whatever. Yeah. And we'd have fun talking about it. But I'm not minimizing how difficult it is just to have a singular road trip for a football game and then come home. But you go on the road for a week in a row or 2 weeks in a row, and you're constantly on the go, or you're in hotels. You get road weary. All those things add up. And I have my appreciation for what coaches do on the road. The springtime coaches have to travel that much. It grows every single year. When I talk to coaches at your school, I talk to coaches over at EMU or U of M, and all coaches have their different things they have to go to. But it's a lot of coordination. It's a lot of planning. And then, of course, they want to make sure they get a lot out of it. And in the baseball's case, they obviously got a lot out of it because they won almost all their games. They had a win over a top 10 team. The team that has the fewest losses in NAIA, they're one of the three losses. So, you know, obviously that's the most important part, is to also come home with victories. But these experiences are great for the team. And the amount of work that you and your staff put into making sure these things fly, I think should not go unnoticed as well.
Yeah, and it is, and it's a team effort, and obviously you want to get everything in place so things go smoothly and make wise decisions, and you know, obviously create a great experience, one where the team more than anything grows together and is better than both as a team, as a unit, together, and but also obviously competitively, you want to be better by the time you get back. So it's a, you know, it's a big process, and it's a lot of time and energy, and you know, hopefully you want obviously you want great results when you get back.
That's why I'm not a budget guy, because I can only, the budgets and all the little line items as you plan trips and have your season budgets, and it's hard work to balance the left side and the right side, and you guys do a a very good job, and you have your student athletes, obviously, are doing a really good job as well. And I wanted to bring up something totally different as we continue here with Lonnie Priest on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. But something that I've noticed recently, and it's just as I have been perusing through ConcordiaCardinals.com a little bit more, on the, as you scroll down just a little bit, on the left side, there's a tab for recent recruits. So they have a bowling recruit, a competitive dance recruit, and another bowling recruit, and a baseball recruit. And you scroll through the list, and it'll go through, and you have different, and it highlights, obviously, who the most recent commits are to the program. And I think that's a really cool idea because it's another way to continue to highlight what you guys want to do. To me, I call it the... When the old school parents wanted to see their kid's name in the paper, and when I used to write articles, I used to have to make sure all the kids that did a little thing here, there for the high school baseball team, I wanted to include it because the parents wanted to clip it out and save it. And here, we don't have that as much anymore because we're now things, you know, being on the internet or not even getting as much coverage. But here, you guys, no matter what the sport is, whoever the most recent athletes are to commit, they're there. And you guys highlight them, and it's a chance for them to stay up there for however long it takes for more commits to obviously commit to Concordia, but it gives a chance for them to highlight themselves to their friends and get a chance to be seen a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and it's such a big thing now with social media and websites and all that stuff where, you know, people come to expect it, you know, and it's something that you got to be on top of. And, you know, for our customers, which is our, you know, which is our students, which is our families, you know, that's showing them that, you know, we're taking the time to make sure we highlight them. And obviously, for our benefit, it's getting the, you know, it's getting the word out there. It's showing, you know, other people more about us. It's this recruit who's committed, you know, telling his buddies, you know, and so on, or, you know, telling whoever it may be, hey, check this out, I'm on this website, and then it brings more people to our website. So obviously, it benefits both sides, and it's just hugely important in today's day and age with technology and how quick people want and get information that we get it up there as soon as we can.
The hardest part, though, I think on the website, I think it might be keeping up with the majors of the kids. I think you guys need to have a questionnaire like every 6 weeks to make sure that their majors haven't changed. Because I know Austin, he's changed his major. He's got he's got one up on the website, and I think last week he changed it to a new major. So those things are very fluid, more fluid than almost anything that you see on a college campus. I always get a kick out of hearing those kids when they change from one major to another. Real quick before we wrap things up, two things on the website we've been highlighting lately are the Cardinal Gala and Golf Classic, as well as the sports camps. We want to remind the fans and the parents out there as well. Sports camps, if you go to the top of ConcordiaCardinals.com on the right side and click on the sport camps tab, there's a list there for the spring basketball camps, which are starting very soon. And they actually start this weekend. It's every Sunday through early May, with the exception of Easter Sunday. And then there's summer camps for, volleyball and football and basketball. So all the camp information is available at ConcordiaCardinals.com, just in the top right corner, sport camps. And right next to that is the Cardinal Gala and Golf Classic. And, of course, that is the great golf outing at Stonebridge on Friday, June 2nd, and more importantly, the night before the Cardinal Hall of Fame Gala, right there on campus. And I'm sure plans are furiously continuing over there at Concordia, aren't they, Lonnie?
Oh yeah, they are. Registration is open. We're we're holding each other accountable here in our department to get the word out and build that up. And the Hall of Fame, probably by next week, we'll be able to announce the inductees. We've made contact with them all, and just want to get that information together here. But So we're reaching out to them, and because they're going to be involved with the gala, and so it's coming together. And obviously, with as we get closer, it's just going to keep getting more energy and more excitement, more work on our end. And so we're, for the first time doing it, we're excited with where we're at right now.
Looking forward to it. So Thursday, June 1st, I'll be emceeing the dinner. John U. Bacon is the keynote speaker. All the information is available at ConcordiaCardinals.com. That's ConcordiaCardinals.com. On the top right, there's a tab that says Cardinal Gala and Golf Classic, and the golf outing is always a lot of fun. Two flights this year over at Stonebridge, a challenging but fun golf course. So it'll be a really fun couple of days to spend with Concordia. For obviously, the money goes to a great place, and you will have a lot of fun at either or both of the events, both that Thursday and that Friday as well. Lonnie, appreciate your time as always. Looking forward to catching up with you again next week.
Appreciate it, Ira. Have a good week.
Thanks to Lonnie Priest. Thanks to Austin Atwood. Thanks to Zach Johnson for joining us here on the show. And thanks to all of you for listening. This is Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.